Well, Canal Park's got some adventures planned for the month of September. We've talked on this program before about the Imagine Canal Park project, the Make Canal Park Pop project, and the first trial of some of these changes has just taken place. Emily Voigt is with Imagine Canal Park. She's a planner with the City of Duluth, and she joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having us.
Well, last night I heard on the news that you were getting a lot of feedback, and there was kind of this tongue-in-cheek way that these comments were being made that sort of led me to believe that there had been a lot of feedback, and it was mainly about parking. First of all, it's a challenge anytime you try to do something different, but were you a little disappointed that the feedback you were getting had to do with something as, pardon the pun, pedestrian as parking?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say so. We've been, this whole project is all about temporary projects. It's about trying things out, using some grant funding we have from the Knight Foundation to do some things really quickly in a fast turnaround, to talk with, of course, stakeholders, businesses, community members, but then to try things quickly and then to gather feedback about all of those projects to see what people like, what they don't like, what they found challenging, what they found exciting. And so, honestly, it's just great to get feedback. We have a community survey that's already open up online where people can leave us feedback. Of course, they can write and call in the city as they do about any questions or concerns that they may have, and we're happy to get feedback about all of these issues.
Emily, if folks are interested in contacting this community server so that they can leave a comment, I'll ask you about this again at the end of the show, and we'll get a link set up on our webpage, but
great.
How do folks find that?
Yeah, if they go to the Imagine Duluth website, if they look in their browser, they can search for Imagine Duluth. There'll be a link to Imagine Canal Park, and the survey link is right on that website, along with the schedule of all of the events that are going to be happening over the next few weeks related to these projects, and an overview graphic that really shows what's happening in which different places in Canal Park. It's really useful to see, kind of from a bird's eye view, what's happening where at what time.
People are so goofy. They get excited about the idea of trying something different and implementing change, and yet when our routines are disrupted, sometimes we get kind of owly about it. And why didn't you just leave it the way it was? Because we kind of like our routines. Do you think that, in a sense, you might need a little bit more time with some of these projects so that people can get over that initial pushback, discomfort with change?
Well, we developed these ideas over the course of the past year, really. We launched this project and got all sorts of feedback last fall. We've tried things kind of over the year. The Cold Front February event was one of the initiatives that we tried through this project. It was a temporary pop-up kind of event. So these are going to be temporary events, too. We've been working with businesses the entire time, businesses in Canal Park and around downtown. We've been talking to community members. And we're just trying things out. We need to, you know, trying it on a one-month basis versus a three-month basis. In 1 month, we'll already be able to get a lot of feedback. I mean, we already have feedback right now, and it's just been a few days. We'll be able to do some surveys out there. We'll be able to do traffic counts and things like that to really get a lot of data about this. And then take those numbers back, think about what they tell us, and go from there. But we do agree that there need to be solutions to the kind of parking congestion problems that happen when the lift bridge goes up and down. And so we're trying to address things like that through this project, and we're trying to do it in a temporary way. We don't want to cause stress on anybody. We want this to be exciting. And some people have told us they are excited about this. We've seen them down there using the plaza and looking at the wayfinding signage, and that's great to see. We're just going to see what happens from here.
So what are you personally most interested in? Which part of this little project are you most interested in finding out if folks like it or not?
Oh, me personally?
Yeah.
I've been really involved in all of it, and I have to admit that I have been very excited about the Buchanan Plaza space. I love the idea of having a pedestrian plaza where people can just sit and relax and, you know, order some food or listen to buskers. But as a planner and as a bit of a nerd, I'm also really excited about all the signage that's up there. We have these great new wayfinding signs that have gone in. Some of them are still being installed because they're very large and take a little bit of infrastructure. But they have maps on them, the "you are here," the walking distance, the radius, directions to parking lots, directions to attractions. And I'm hopeful that those will be useful for people, both tourists and residents, and I'm really excited to hear people's feedback.
When this is all over with, when the project is over with, and when you have the opportunity, as you mentioned, to crunch the numbers and see where things were working and where things might need to be tweaked, is the idea that some permanent changes or some permanent parts, perhaps, of these projects could be implemented?
Well, we've just finished an update to the city's comprehensive plan, the Imagine Just 2035 process, which really takes into account planning across the entire city and all different parts of the community. And we're focusing, we have to focus on specific areas that have specific challenges. So we've had this opportunity to focus on Canal Park through this project, and we definitely want to take the results and the feedback and all of the, the data and the ideas we get from this and be able to incorporate it into long-term planning efforts. What form that will take is kind of depends on how things go and how what people like and what they don't like and what's feasible over the long term. For now, it's definitely all just temporary.
Well, it's really exciting, and you have the opportunity to be kind of a guinea pig and give it a whirl. And if you like something, if you don't like something, you can say that you're making this sacrifice for urban science, basically. And
I like the urban science. Yeah, that's great.
That it's important for you to, you're being a guinea pig deliberately. It's important for you to offer the feedback, and you're helping to make our community better in the long run. So perhaps if you take that attitude instead of, oh, I can't park where I usually park, maybe it'll be groovy.
Well, I mean, we're here because we want to try new things and see what works and how we could make things even better. A lot of people out there love Canal Park, and that's great. And we want to see what we can do to make more people love Canal Park and understand how close downtown is and how it can be a place for people from all different parts of the community as well as just tourists.
Well, fantastic. Emily, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
What fun to talk with you. And have a wonderful and exciting week once the rain goes away down at Canal Park.
Thank you so much. Can I put in one more plug for our website?
Absolutely.
So it's the Imagine Duluth website, which people can find by just searching it in their browser. And the specific page is called Imagine Canal Park. There's a survey link right on there.
And we'll get that link set up on our webpage. So when you go back to listen to the interview, it'll be easy to click and find the survey right there. Emily,
wonderful.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Emily Voigt with Imagine Canal Park. She is also a planner with the City of Duluth.